Buying pay-per-views on NordVPN.com/Fightful is going to enhance your pay-per-view buying process. Now, one subscription to NordVPN has so many different benefits, but if you're a big pay-per-view buyer like myself, UFC, boxing, pro wrestling, all that good stuff, any combination of the three, if they're doing a fight circus or something like that, this subscription will pay for itself after one or two pay-per-view buys. Change your virtual location, pay for it at the prices that other people are paying for it in the UK, in Australia, etc., etc. And you can get different interfaces. Maybe you don't like Peacock and you want to check out the WWE Network the way that it used to be, the way that it was designed to be, the easy navigation, so on and so forth. Maybe you want to watch AEW without commercials. Maybe there's some other overseas services that you can't subscribe to and you want access to them. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that with a great deal and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Even better, 24/7 tech support. So if you have trouble navigating any of it, they can help you out. Fastest VPN on the planet, NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful, here with a name you know. Man, it's been almost 4 years since I've done an interview with R-Truth. Over 4 years. Toronto, SummerSlam, I was able to interview R-Truth and Carmella. Man, it's a lot has happened since then, R-Truth. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, Sean, man. A lot has happened, man. A lot of good stuff has happened.
A lot of good stuff has happened, and we are at that period of the year where just a ton of good stuff happens. WrestleMania season, Royal Rumble season. People can check out the Royal Rumble on Peacock, as they can all WWE PLEs. But you've been doing an awful lot of stuff with Judgment Day. How are you feeling heading into the Royal Rumble?
I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling good. The team's feeling good. Team's looking good. I think Royal Rumble is going to be a Judgment Day type of pay-per-view.
So I went back and looked at your history in the Royal Rumble, and you actually haven't been in a Royal Rumble since like 2016.
Yeah, it's been a minute, man. So I'm starving. I'm hungry for it. You know what I'm saying? And now that I got this new team I'm with, man, please.
And I mean, you're going to be going into it with some reinforcements as a part of Judgment Day now.
Yes!
But in the past, you've had some pretty memorable eliminations. You eliminated both Mark Henry and the Big Show simultaneously.
By myself, Sean.
What was that like?
I think that was a historical moment for me, man. You name one other guy that ever eliminated the World's Strongest Man and the Big Show simultaneously by itself.
I mean, I remember when Shawn Michaels eliminated Vader and Yokozuna at the same time. I'd put it right up there. Same.
It's right up there with Sean. I mean, me and Sean got a lot of things in common. We did the I Love You before, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and Sean have been neck and neck on some things, so it's right up there with Sean.
So I want to ask you a common question that has been going around since you've joined Judgment Day. Is Little Jimmy considered a member of Judgment Day as well?
We have to have a talk about that. I can't just like bring other, even though I'm his care keeper, I can't just be bringing somebody else with problems into the, you know what I'm saying, the group. It was hard enough for me getting in there.
He's got problems?
And getting JD out. Look, Jimmy always had problems. So don't tell nobody, yes. Who you think got me to do all the stuff I've been doing?
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Look, Jimmy is a problem, Sean.
I have theorized on numerous shows that R-Truth is actually a genius. This is my theory, is that R-Truth is actually a genius. And when I say this, I point back to a specific match on SmackDown, as you try to not smile, where somebody goes, what are you doing? What are you doing? And you looked at them and you said, I'm showing you how to get a title match in the main event of WWE SmackDown. I think you're playing everybody.
Cut. No. Wait a minute, Sean. Wait a minute. No. That's the most absurd thing I've ever heard, Sean. You know I'm off my rocker. You know I ain't wrapped too tight. You know what I'm saying? The lights don't bring nobody at home.
I think that you are on a level above everybody else from a mental standpoint, and I think that you know exactly what you're doing, R-Truth. That's what I think is going on.
No, so you talking about some? Come on, Sean. Why would you say that?
This is the man who's been around in the wrestling business for what, 25 years now? 25 years now.
Learned a lot.
A former NWA World Champion. Oh, and another thing. How about this? How about this? Here's one I've always wondered about. I don't know if you can see on our video. I'm a big Cincinnati Bengals fan.
Okay.
You were a teammate of Pac-Man Jones at one point.
Yes. Yes. Dope, right?
I mean, that was a fascinating situation. I know he was limited in what he could do physically because of, you know, a lot of things with the NFL. How was that process for you, which, by the way, led to you beating Kurt Angle and Sting for a set of tag team titles?
Two icons. You know what I'm saying? Two icons. All right, Pete. But check it out, dog. It's like, it was great because I was ready. I'm a team player. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless of what his limitation was, it just gave me more power to do what we had to do as a team. And that's what I'm bringing to the judgment day. You see what I'm saying? That same kind of energy, that same kind of oomph, you know what I'm saying? We just got to maintain and, like, we got a lot of talking we got to do, especially since last week. We got a lot of talking to do.
Also, I mean, you just came back from a very serious injury. Was there Was there ever any consideration to retirement, which we're all happy that you haven't retired, obviously. But an injury like that, we've seen what it does to a lot of wrestlers. And, I mean, you've been through injuries in the past, but was there ever any consideration? What was that rehab process like? Because that was a tough one.
The part of the injury that was, like, I would say questionable was it got infected. And there was a hole in my knee. Oh, yeah, I had a hole in my knee. See, people thought I just tore my quad tendon. It was an infection. And I went like maybe 3 months without even bending my knee because they had to get the infection under control. So just, man, mentally and emotionally getting past that stage. And once I got past that stage, I was pretty much ready for the rehab. The rehabilitation was like a cakewalk. I was ready for that. When you're hungry and you're thirsty.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable oral spray and serum treatments to find out what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/fightful. That's hims.com/fightful for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/fightful. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
And you want it, man, you just go get it.
Yeah, that's been a thing that, I mean, I had no idea about the infection as well. I mean, at that point, you I'm sure there's a lot of concerns going on in your head.
Oh, yeah, concerns like the yin-yang. I mean, because you got to think, like, I had 5 different infections in my knee, along with MRSA staff, and they cousins and brothers and sisters, too. Yes.
So we're glad. I mean, but at that point, when you have an infection, were you like, is this it for my career? Or were you like, no matter what?
Yeah, you're thinking that. Yes, I thought all those thoughts. All those thoughts, I felt all those emotions. And that's where it comes from. I always tell people you have to be your own cheerleader sometimes. Sometimes you got to push yourself. You got, you know what I'm saying, shake your own pom-pom sometimes. I don't even know if that was PG. But sometimes you got to, like, you feel me? Sometimes you got to, like, mentally motivate yourself or mentally stay disciplined or stay real true to yourself. Because sometimes motivation don't be there. Life can send stuff your way to where your motivation ain't there. Discipline and just having that faith and knowing, man. And now you see me now.
And I mean, it's got to feel really good to be as popular as you've ever been after something like that. It's got to feel validating.
Oh my gosh. Validated to the highest of validation. You never heard that before, see?
I was looking back at your history, and I always want to ask about things that maybe haven't been asked before. And I saw that November 6, 1999, on an NWA Wildside show, the match was K-Crush versus AJ Styles. Before we saw either one of you on television ever, you guys were locking it up in a title match in Cornella, Georgia, it says.
Yes. I mean, yes, that's wild, right?
That is insane. Like, when you two were in there with each other, what type of connection did you have? Was it one of those things where you could tell that he was going to be something as well?
Oh, we both knew it. I think everybody around us knew it. As a matter of fact, Rick Michaels and his dad were the ones that was doing the camera work there. They're the ones that told me, hey, you can be a big star. You can go somewhere. So his dad made me a TV tape to send in the WWF at that time. And that's what signed me. So AJ was like phenomenal back then. And you had K-Crush coming in from the street, and you had AJ coming in from the church. So it was just like Clash of the Titans in there. And everybody bought into it. Both of us athletic, both of us had the charisma. We was tearing the walls down way back when.
That's awesome. I love seeing how paths like that cross, especially in that era. Like a lot of people don't identify R-Truth and AJ Styles with like the 90s, but that's when you guys got your start. You guys were already at it. And were on TV in different places like within a year later.
Yes. Amazing, man. That's pretty much the pinnacle of everyone should believe in destined, but I should believe in faith. Things can happen. You just have to pursue and prevail.
As we head to the Royal Rumble, it's my favorite show of the year. I've seen a lot of headlines about the size of JD McDonagh's head. Been a lot of comments.
Yeah.
Cody's been talking about how big his head is all the time. Is that a...
Yeah, he got pretty... Huh?
Is that a benefit or a detriment in the Royal Rumble?
I mean, it could be used as a weapon. I mean, it could be, I think it could help him and it could hurt him. Because if your head too big, you're going to be top heavy. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You can fall over right quick. But if you can use that head as a battering ram, you know what I'm saying? And just like start running around, just butting it by with the head, that could, you know what I'm saying? That could be a beneficial thing to you. I think it all depends on how the guy with the biggest head uses his head. You know what I'm saying?
How do you think he's used his head so far, both in a literal sense and a theoretical sense?
Apparently not too good, because he thinks he's still in Judgment Day.
He's not on the shirt.
He's not in the group anymore. I beat him. And he asked me for his cut of the money. Like he's not in Judgment Day anymore. You know, he's not getting it. You know, he's, bless his heart.
He's trying.
And I even told him, like, maybe we should give him a second chance, or maybe we could find something for him to do to, like, you know what I'm saying, keep him around. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff to do around the clubhouse. I'm just trying to look out for him. Nah, that's my job.
Okay. Like,
I handle all the money and stuff, because I know how money can come between brothers. You know what I'm saying?
That's also true.
And I don't. Yeah, we don't. None of them trust JD with no money. He's not good with money. So he can't do the taxes. Like little stuff around the clubhouse. Running the cable wire. You know what I'm saying? Like we're talking about putting some wallpaper up in one of the little rooms on the other side. Like it's a lot of stuff he can do around there.
As we wrap up again, a reminder, Royal Rumble coming up. My favorite PLE, January 27th. It's on Peacock. You also have been teaming with Miz again lately.
Awesome Truth.
That's been fun.
Always fun tagging with Miz, man. Always. Miz, my dog.
I mean, what was the process like in getting that back together? Because, I mean, it's something that I mean, you guys had one of the biggest matches a couple guys could have. You faced John Cena and The Rock years and years ago.
Yes.
And now you're running it back.
Running it back, man. I say everything comes back full circle. And it organically did. I think it's almost like you never forget how to ride a bicycle. That chemistry is still there.
I love to see it. I love to see you enjoying things as well, because I mean, you brought an awful lot of joy to people, and I don't think that should be. I don't think that should be understated, especially for as long as you've been doing it, and at the level that you're doing it now, is really, really cool to see, because people are just excited to see you on Mondays.
That's cool, man. I appreciate that, and I'm excited to be there and give people what they've been missing and what they want.
We encourage guys, you check out the Royal Rumble on January 27th. I'll be there on site talking to all kinds of people. Check out our coverage here at Fightful, and check out R-Truth every Monday on WWE Raw. R-Truth, I want to thank you so much, man.
Man, thank you for having me on, man. And as on behalf of Judgment Day, I want everybody out there to live, laugh, and love. And don't forget our T-shirts. You can go get them on WWE Shop.
Until next time, guys, we're out.